The Washington Commanders are looking to build a new stadium, exploring trade negotiations. Maryland senators offered a deal that would give Washington the RFK Stadium for one of its Air National Guard squadrons. The team is looking for a new venue to replace its aging stadium in Landover, Maryland. Washington has been trying to get the football team back into the district for years. It has centered most offers around redeveloping the site of the team's former home, RFK Stadium. The venue closed in 2019 and has been gradually deconstructed. Although demolition isn't complete, the building is in disrepair and the surrounding area remains largely vacant. But the district doesn't own the stadium or land. The government does. The stadium fight recently intersected with Congress's annual must-pass bill, the National Defense Authorization Act. Maryland sends Chris Van Hollen, D., and Ben Cardin, D., offered Washington and the Commanders a trade. The Washington Post reported the report said the senators would allow the district to control the RFK Stadium site. However, they requested Washington hand over two Air National Guard squadrons to Maryland, specifically the one with F-16 fighter jets. The senators also requested the Commanders release a statement, fulfilling two requirements. The team must announce where they want the new stadium and commit to redeveloping the Maryland stadium site. Maryland wants a National Guard flying mission because the Air Force plans to convert the state into a ground-based mission next year. Washington leaders remained wary. D.C. rightly deserves to benefit from the land where RFK Stadium sits falling into disrepair, and the exchange for the transfer of administrative jurisdiction over the campus to D.C. should not come at the expense of the DCNG's aviation resources, Deller Eleanor Holmes Norton, DDC, said in a statement. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and Commanders owner Josh Harris met with the senators earlier this week, according to the report. Congress is expected to decide in the next few weeks whether to include the stadium's status in the NDAA bill. While getting the RFK Stadium land would give Washington a leg up in stadium talks, it's not a guarantee. The district and the Commanders would still need to negotiate a deal before construction starts on a new stadium.